my agent immediately. I was like, let's book a show and give all the money to Notre Dame. Notre Dame needs a champion. I woke up the next day like, ah, fuck.
Fuck, that's a lot of money. Fuck.
You just take your half of the like the fire show you're doing. Like, actually, Bill, I'll donate my own half to Notre Dame.
fuck the LA Fires. That's going to Notre Dame needs a D tackle. I need to give that to an 18-year-old.
Dude's nuts, man. I think y'all did something for the LA Fires.
That's on Monday. Me and Burr are going to do a show out there. Yeah.
Where's it at? Where's the show at?
I don't know. In LA. I forget what it's called. The Will Turn?
Yeah.
Is that what it is? The Will Turn?
They were talking about that when I was over there.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah. I thought it was something for kids. I thought it was a like a fundraiser.
What I'm doing?
Yeah, I thought
it's a fundraiser for the Fires for LA.
Yeah, I think it's going towards Randy Quaid's mansion.
No, what's happening is all those rich people whose houses burnt down. Not that I'm like fuck them, yeah, but for sure. They are all renting apartments now in LA, and the prices are just everyone's fucked now because now thousands of rich people are just buying.
Came everybody down from the hills and they're just crushing it.
And like landlords are calling people like, hey, get the fuck out of here.
That's fucked.
I got a guy who's going to pay triple what you're paying.
Ugh.
And if people don't know the laws, they're just like, oh, fuck, my landlord said I had to leave.
That sucks.
Yeah. So.
What the fuck are y'all talking about, man?
The fires. There's
fires in L.A. Did you miss it? You don't know the fucking
drones.
Did
you hear about it? No. That shit was a crazy situation for real. You know, it's crazy. We had just eaten at that Nobu. I think, I don't know if that shit burnt down.
Yeah, I don't know anything about all that. Yeah. So they were telling me where like shit was
over
burning.
There, like a Malibu area. They got like a bunch of restaurants on the water. But I saw a lot of that shit burning down on that whole strip.
Damn.
Yeah, like the houses and everything. I don't know if Nobu or Soho might still be there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But you were there after the fire? Or right
before? It was like 2 days before it started.
Whoa.
We were just there.
Was it fucking
and
windy?
I saw the videos of it, of somebody driving through that same area.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, damn, this shit looks completely
Jesus.
Like swept through. But yeah, I don't know. I don't know what all got affected.
Well, it was weird too, because like you would look at the footage and there'd be one house left on the block. And it's like, that'd be crazy to just come back and be like, oh, fuck.
Yeah, I did it.
Shit, all right.
Yeah. I'll move back in.
Just move right back in. Back. Chill. That's crazy.
Yeah, you
really
just live
fucked
on
up.
The fucking the moon.
Could you?
Yeah, imagine? True.
Just you're craters the everywhere. You're just in a house.
You'd be the Martian.
That's crazy, man.
That's fucked up, dude. I came across.
That's fucked up. But y'all laughing over there, man.
I know,
what are y'all doing, bro? That's not cool, man.
This is what they do.
I got a fact that's gonna sober the room,
everybody. You know,
dude. I heard recently, 37%. This is gonna sober us up. 37%.
You see, I'm trying to whisper into my mic as he's talking.
I don't think it's funny, but
for the family. Nah, all jokes aside, I really don't find that none of that funny for real.
For sure.
No, but I'm doing a fundraiser. What are you doing to help?
I was looking to come with y'all. That's why I brought it up. I wanted to. I wanted to involve myself.
Hell yeah!
With you guys,
there you go.
I mean,
support anything
it.
Y'all are doing to portray.
No, he was in Atlanta when I was, and I was like, because I was going over to say what's up to the team before the game, and I was like, be nice to have Drewski with me for the black players.
Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Yeah,
I walk in. I'm, you know, the O line was hyped to see me.
True.
So let's get the wideouts and DBs fired up.
Let's get the wide receivers fired up. Let's get the running backs and wideouts going a little.
Here's
not Drewski. The running backs.
Let's get Drewski.
Yo, you're stupid.
Linebackers
fuck,
no bro. Line were flying.
Yeah. How do they look at you? Like, they got it. They got to know who you are, though. The black players know.
Yeah, they do. I was surprised.
Yeah. Why, though? They
a little,
know
yeah.
Is. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I didn't think they'd get as hyped. I was like, I was going into it like, no one's going to give a fuck. This is going to be awkward. I walked in there like, sick.
Nah, they fuck with you, man. Everybody do.
Shannon Sharp used to do that where he'd be like, I can't believe all these white people know about me. It's like, dude, you have one of the biggest shows on YouTube. What are you talking about?
Yeah, his shit is jumping now.
It's huge.
After that Cat Williams situation, he's
just, yeah.
I think he's like at 90 million for that one episode.
Yeah.
He got paid from just that one episode.
Just that. Dude, the sex tape was kind of sus, though. That was like.
Yeah, I don't know if that was
how do
true
you go
either.
On Instagram Live on accident?
Yeah, that doesn't happen.
Yeah, and then he just promoted boner pills.
I don't think I'm buying that either. I don't know. I don't know if that actually happened for real.
I mean, you know, more power to him if it was like a viral.
I feel like
one.
He would have went longer.
What do you mean?
If it was intentional, I think he would have went longer. That was quick.
I didn't get to see how it ended either, though.
It was quick.
Well, yeah.
It's like 2 minutes.
Yeah, but it could have
been. He was going hard, though.
He could have set it off. About it after.
He was going
hard. He was growling.
Yeah. Good girl. I think he had some good girls in there.
It was intense.
But see, that's the thing about it. If he was growling and doing all that, at some point, you're about to bust. If you're doing all that, because once you get in the mind, you're already there.
Yeah.
The sounds, see, that's people don't talk about that enough. The sounds will get you.
Fucking.
Yeah, a girl can
girl
start
makes one noise, I go, shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Okay, I don't.
That's true. That's true.
God, I told you not to make a fucking sound.
I wear earplugs. I wear that shit guys wear when they land planes.
It's a mind thing, man. So that's why I feel like with his shit, it's like, you know, can you do that again? What are you using?
Yeah, fuck it. The second is like,
shut the fuck
don't
up.
Come, don't come. Don't come. I'm right there. You go, oh, shit. I was shooting at that bitch. Goddamn.
Nah, I feel like, because immediately after he promoted, like, these sex pills. So I don't know if that could have been a promotional thing, you know. Kind of like when Snoop Dogg said he was done smoking.
Yeah.
Came out with the fireless grill or whatever.
Yeah. That company could have slid right in real quick, though. I'm like, dude, promote us. Everyone's talking about you grunting on that lady.
Who knows? You're right, though. That shit was a quick hump.
It was quick.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he could have been in the middle of humping and set it off mid.
No, he had Instagram live.
Nah, you
got
to go through. Somebody screen recorded everything you have to do to go live.
That's what
on
I'm
Instagram.
Saying.
And it was like 7 different buttons you have to press.
Maybe the girl did it. Maybe the girl did it on his phone. Because there's no way he did that on accident. That's what I was saying originally.
Because once you get to the open, the fucking camera thing, which you slide over, you got to keep swiping to get to the live. And then once you get to the live, it asks you again, are you sure?
Yeah.
You want to go live? It's not like, it's not a pocket dial. You got to literally get there and agree to everything that is asked. So I don't know. I'm glad he did it. Yeah. Well, why would that be?
That's just nice.
Yeah.
I just like having it around. I think about it a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe when I'm having sex, I go, good Lord, if somebody heard me.
I listen to it to get hype. If I got a show, I listen to it just to hype myself
you
up.
You put the sex
tape. Put the audio in and just get hype right before I go on stage.
That should be what you walk out to. Just play it for 2 minutes straight.
Oh, that's a good girl. Yeah.
That's a good girl.
He threw a couple good girls in there, which is like, all right.
Yeah, he did, though. That's what made it believable with me. I think once you start throwing shit like that in, it's like, oh, okay.
Good
girl.
This
might be real.
Fucked up.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Oh, dude, talking her through an orgasm, good girl. That's what he's doing.
Ew,
bro.
He's training, dude.
That's more of a black thing, though.
Is it?
What's good, my nigga? That's my boy. So,
I was hoping.
Yeah.
We're just in here grunting. We're here coming.
Yeah, man.
Dude, so this is what I was about to tell you guys to sober up the room. Apparently, remember Kinsey, the sex researcher back in the 50s? They made a movie about this guy.
Back in the what?
Back in the 50s, this guy.
How old are you, man?
I'm 38. For a second, I was like, am I 50 years old?
Yeah, I'm like, what the fuck?
So apparently in the 50s, this guy did a crazy sex study where he was interviewing housewives, dudes. And he was like, because nobody would talk about sex back then. And he was like, here's what's actually occurring. And apparently, I just learned this the other day, according to his stats, 37% of men had had homosexual experiences defined by one of the men reaching orgasm back in the 50s. And that was self who reported. That's a crazy stat.
What made you fucking look this up, man?
My brother told me about it.
Oh, you were jacking off.
No, I wasn't.
Bro, said my fucking brother. Right. In the middle of a good dick beat session, this guy was researching facts about how to come better.
You definitely, he stopped jacking off. He stopped watching porn. Now you're jacking off to fucking research. Don't act like you wouldn't jack off to some research.
I wouldn't jerk off to the research. The questionnaire, maybe. The questionnaire, maybe.
The questionnaire.
If the questionnaire was charged enough, it'd be like erotica.
37% of dudes were around
in the '50s, dude. I could be wrong. My brother could be misleading me. He could be, you know, leading me down.
Like somebody came.
Yes, two dudes partied. One, at least one dude came, if not both.
That's interesting. What does your brother do?
He chills.
He's chilling.
Oh, he's
he chills.
He's not even working.
He's off the grid, bro.
He's off the grid.
He's off the grid, man.
Well, I understand why. Yeah.
He's doing research.
I understand
he's
why. Dungeon, he research.
He's in the dungeon, bro. Yeah. But yeah, no, he just hit me with the fact.
Bro, said he's in the dungeon, man.
He's cooking up research on guys being gay in the 50s.
Dude, I mean, is that a fucked up fact?
It's an insane statistic.
If true, look, Google it, dude. Please produce this. Google. I want to know if my brother's misleading me.
His brother, man.
Dude, 30s in the 50s, dude, that's crazy. And that's self-reporting. I mean,
it's good they included the jizz part, because exactly. Otherwise back then everybody would be like, I was kind of fucking gay. Yeah. I said goodnight to a guy when I was leaving a party. Yeah.
10? My brother's fluffing the numbers, bro.
He's fluffing
37 is crazy.
Yeah, you need Kinsey, to call your brother, man. I want to talk to this guy.
I'm going to fuck. I got to get some clarification.
Yeah, call him. What's his name? Cal?
Tom.
Tom. Typical. I knew it was one of those three-letter names.
I'll put him on right now. Yeah, let me see if he can clarify.
Man, I want to talk to him.
Oh, shit. I don't know why I typed Thomas.
Fuck Tom.
Let's go. Let's get the clarification.
Is he older or the younger brother?
He's my older brother.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Well, that's very weird.
He's the oldest. He's doing research.
Second oldest.
Oh, it was Tom. Fed's older than Tom?
Yeah.
I would have never guessed.
K-Fed's older than Tom. He's on FaceTime audio, dude. He's on that. Oh, show me that. Show.